Luke chapter 10, verse 42. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken from her. May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Am I the only person who feels Jesus is rather unfair to poor old Martha in today's gospel? There she is, doing her best to ensure that all goes well, that her guests are comfortable and well looked after, and her household is as hospitable as you would expect. And all her sister does is sit and listen to Jesus, not lifting a finger to prepare food or to care for their guests. To a certain extent, I think I'm justified in feeling bad for Martha, because there are certain things we all have to do. There is little choice. When my boys were small, I couldn't ignore their need for food just because I wanted to do something else. Now, I can't take longer getting ready or saying my prayers because I have to catch a train to get to work. They are responsibilities that I can't just lay aside. So what's going on with our gospel reading? Why is Jesus so apparently hard on Martha? There are several points we might draw out of this about Martha that are also useful for us in our own often busy lives. Firstly, there's a good thing. Martha welcomed Jesus. She didn't rush off to get on with preparing for the visit the minute she knew he was coming. She stopped and brought him into her home. She paused. She spoke to him. And there is no hint of panic in that welcome. We often rush into things, worrying about what will come next, using stolen moments to get ahead, not stopping to enjoy and be strengthened by the moment of quiet. I wonder how many of us stop to welcome Christ, to give him a few spare moments. Even when life is at its busiest, it's so important to allow ourselves those little times rather than filling them with yet more activity. Next time you have 5 spare minutes, how about spending them resting in God rather than fitting in an extra email, making another phone call, or putting on another load of washing? We need to nurture our relationship with God, and those odd moments can be very precious. But then Martha is off, organising the household, giving instructions, bustling around, checking food and wine, seating and water for her guests. What's going on? And she becomes she can presumably hear what is going on, and she becomes jealous and annoyed at her sister's lack of activity. There are two sides to this situation, aren't there? Firstly, Martha is right that there are certain things which must be done, just as my children needed feeding and I need to get to work. There are things in all our lives which are unavoidable. We are not islands. We have relationships. There are people who need us. And those relationships will not grow or flourish if we resent them because they prevent us from doing other things. And yet, also, we are inclined to fill our lives with busyness, just like Martha. The unnecessary, the delayable, seem so important that we cannot put them down. They overwhelm us, and we are convinced of their necessity. This is probably particularly true of those who live busy lives. They say if you want something done, ask a busy person. But this is not a healthy way to run our lives. Pausing, praying, living are so important. We need to slow down, to look at our lives, and to try to sort the necessary from the unnecessary, the immediate from the things that can wait. Perhaps Martha might have stopped and shared out the jobs so that she could have at least some time with Jesus. Perhaps she wasn't entirely indispensable for the whole time. It can be hard letting go of the jobs we feel are ours. They're inclined to give us meaning, a raison d'être, a value. And yet we are valuable for ourselves, not for what we do. We are loved for who we are, not for our skills and our talents. God longs for us to be with him, not to run around thinking the world depends on us. This is perhaps where Martha went wrong. Yes, there were things to do, but perhaps they were not all her things. And perhaps there are things in our own lives like this too. Responsibilities we take on that another could do. Busyness that could be left for another time. As we look at Mary and Martha today, let's think about the balance in our own lives. Let us take up our responsibilities joyfully, not resentfully. But let us also check we are not filling our lives with unnecessary busyness. And let us take time to welcome Christ into our lives and our homes with open and listening hearts. And in this way, we too may have the better part. Amen.